All right, guys, we got a handful of people here who want to talk about Dwight. And by Lauren's request, although I would have wanted to anyway, I'm going to start. So I'm going to sit, but I'm going to move to this seat.
Yeah,
look at this. This is something no one at the last Your Stories did. I think people actively did not want to go by the mic. Anyway, so I spend more time with Dwight, I think, than any other living person. Maybe than any other living thing. I don't know, maybe my dog has you beat, but, like, you might be number one, because, like, we do this together, which is my favorite thing that I do every month, and we also work together 2 days a week, and, like, I pick you up from the Popeyes, and I take you home to your house, so we got about... It's really sweet. So we got about 2 hours of car time, and about 8 to 10 hours of comic time, twice a week. And then we do this, and, you know, then sometimes we just call each other and talk about boys, so, you know. So, you mostly. Yeah. You're doing good in the rankings, Chris.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're just below Joe.
But, for sure, Dwight is one of my best friends, and I love him very much. And I think about Dwight a lot in the context of this podcast, because there's a really interesting fact about Dwight that he has been on more consecutive episodes than literally anybody. Like, I do the hosting as far as, like, introducing guests and whatever, but I missed more episodes than Dwight has. Like, his streak is bigger than mine. So really, Dwight is the voice of Your Stories. And yet, Dwight has never, ever told a story on this podcast. Not once in almost 4 years of doing it has Dwight ever opened his mouth to do anything but sing or introduce a song stiffly. Hey, I don't want to steal your bit, Mary Beth, but hey, Dwight, why'd you pick this song? It has the theme in the title. And that's really interesting to me because I feel like if there's people out there who only listen to the show and who've never met us, I don't think they have any idea who you are. Like, they hear you more than anybody else, but they don't know who you are. And so I made it my mission to find at least one of these people. And I did. Because Shelby's friend, Alex Cox, is someone who listened to the podcast a lot before she ever came to an episode. And so I sent her a message yesterday. And I asked her, what did you think of Dwight just listening to the show? And how did your opinion change when you came to the show and met him and saw what he was really like? So it's only a sample of one, but here's what somebody...
That's the best copy.
Yeah, it's statistically sound. Here's what somebody who doesn't know us but listens to the show, who hears your angelic voice every month, here's what they think you are. The first time I ever met Dwight, I was actually starstruck. I've been a fan of the Nerdalogs and the Your Stories podcast for years, so the first time I told a story of my own, I tried to avoid everyone because they were far too intimidating for the likes of me. And Dwight's voice was literally angelic. I expected him to be, this is my favorite sentence, I expected him to be this super hipster diva musician who was only playing with the nerds as a favor or something. Let me read that again. I expected him to be this super hipster diva musician who was only playing with the nerds as a favor or something. To my surprise, Dwight was the first person to come up to me after I read a story and tell me, good job. And not in an obligatory sort of way. He seemed incredibly happy that people were sharing with one another. He was encouraging, kind, and accepting even before I knew him. Every time I come to Your Stories or a show, he seems to be the first person to give me a warm hug and make me feel welcome and less awkward. I'm so grateful that Dwight is always there to share his music and enthusiasm, but more importantly, I'm so happy he's always sharing part of himself. Smiley face.
Yeah!
So that is what people who only know the disembodied voice of Dwight feel. To the rest of us who actually know you, I mean, you know, whatever. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Guys, so... Dwight! Let's give it up for Dwight.